When it comes to addressing homelessness in Illinois, one issue stands out. For many working families, housing just isn't affordable. Illinois Newsroom Steph Whiteside talked with one family and has this report.
The Stevens family first became homeless when their landlord refused to make repairs to their home.
Our roof was a joke. Our roof had a big old huge hole in it, gaping hole. And when it snowed, we had snow in our kitchen.
Jenny Stevens, her husband James, and their two daughters were living in a small town in central Illinois. The family relied on the money James brought in working in the fast food industry for minimum wage. James would need to work 99 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom apartment in Illinois, based on research done by the National Low Income Housing Coalition. The town they were living in didn't have a code enforcement office, so Jenny called DCFS for help. The agency sent them to a shelter.
And I'm like, well, why'd I call you guys if this is your only option? Because I could have done this on my own. I didn't want to become homeless.
To make matters worse, the shelter the Stevens were staying in was nearly an hour away from James' job.
Every little ounce of his money was going in the tank.
Camille Doris, executive director of the Southern Illinois Coalition for the Homeless, says this situation isn't unusual.
If, say, for instance, you're making minimum wage or something close to minimum wage and you're trying to afford a two or three bedroom home, eventually the bottom is going to fall out.
And we still don't know the full scope of the homelessness problem.
What we find is a lot of times people will not go to a shelter. You know, they will choose to stay in their vehicle, in a tent, couch hop, whatever they need to do to keep their jobs.
That creates problems because HUD, which funds public housing programs, doesn't consider someone couch hopping or crashing with friends to be homeless. For Doris, whose agency relies heavily on HUD funding, that means they can't help a lot of the people who need it.
We have about 700 people that walk through our doors on a yearly basis that we cannot house. We don't have a place for them. We don't have the type of program that they need.
The Stevens qualified for a Section 8 housing voucher, but having a voucher doesn't mean there's a unit available.
We were starting to look, but I mean, people that take HUD vouchers is kind of hard to find. Even though they give you a list and stuff, but sometimes they say, well, I've got too many people right now that's using HUD vouchers, and I don't have anything right now.
There are only 35 affordable housing units for every 100 Illinois families considered extremely low income. That's based on numbers from Housing Action Illinois.
People oftentimes wait, and they try to find a place that they can move into, someone that'll accept a Section 8 voucher, and they can't. And then sometimes they just flat out cannot find a landlord that will accept it.
The Stevens did eventually find help, moving to Southern Illinois and getting transitional housing from the coalition.
Right now, we have a great landlord and all that, and they come in and fix things.
Like many Illinoisans, the Stevens will benefit from legislation raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But data from Housing Action Illinois shows that, on average, you'd need to make over $20 an hour to afford a market-rate apartment. Bob Palmer is their policy director.
For some people, it means that they'll no longer have a cost burden and that they'll be able to pay, you know, 30% or less of their income to afford housing, and that's a good thing. Other people, you know, the increase in minimum wage is not going to be enough to ensure that they have affordable rental housing.
The wage increase will phase in over 6 years, and Palmer says housing costs are expected to continue rising over that time. Camille Doris, whose agency is tasked with housing people in the meantime, worries that current policies don't do enough.
Sometimes I think we put a Band-Aid on that problem and say, oh, problem solved, you know, for now. But we see those same people coming back through after a certain amount of time because they've not been able to be successful. They've been basically set up for failure.
I'm Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.